This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And look at there, it's Wednesday morning and it's time for your 30 Minutes to Vitality. Dr. Tim Turlop in our studios. Live as he is every Wednesday, 11:30 to the top of the hour, 12 o'clock. So I hope you stay with us right here on 99.9 WXJB. A reminder, you could call in if you have a question at 352-587-9952. That's 352-587-WXJB. And in the meantime, if you're looking for a chiropractor, please call Turlop Chiropractic. Their number is 352-666-2222. Check him out online, drturlop.com. Without further ado, it's your time now, our time, Dr. Turlop's time, everyone's time for your 30 Minutes of Vitality. Oh, we all share vitality, don't we, Doc?
Yes, we do. I guess it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow. That was quite the time introduction there.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is 30 Minutes of Vitality, and we do say it every single week that we are built innately to be vital. All we need to do is remove interference. We're either getting stuff that we need to get rid of, or we're not getting stuff that we need to add. Those create the interferences, whether they're neurologic, they're nutritional, they're exercise, they're attitudinal or rest. Mm-hmm. Do that, and we get to enjoy this thing called vitality.
Do you think we always know what to add or what to delete?
That's one of the reasons why we're here today.
All right. Good.
That's one of the reasons why we're here.
Sometimes I think, why am I going through this, or why am I dealing with this health issue? I mean, what am I doing wrong? What am I not doing right?
So, right? And there is some of that stuff, right? Because sometimes what we're going to talk about today is just simple things that if we actually were, like when I talk about my grandma Anna, right, 100 years ago, we wouldn't have to even talk about the two things we're going to talk about today that were in a large study that did, right? We wouldn't have to even talk about it because it was a non-issue.
Yeah.
Right. So back then, 100 years ago, a lot of the things that we would look to today and refer to as degenerative or lifestyle disorders that lead to progressive neurologic deficits, cancers, Alzheimer's, all those things. 100 years ago, those weren't the prime killers in our country. The prime killers were things like infectious disease, newborn mortality. Right. Those were the things that we're actually doing from sanitation, hygiene and infection. Those were the big ones. I mean, that's why we looked at, you know, things like a simple flu in 1918 that wiped out tens and tens of thousands of people that today wouldn't do that just because it was a basic flu, right? So it's kind of an interesting thing. So that's why the things have changed. So today we're going to just jump on this thing because there was a study that was done. We've talked about the core four many times, right? And we look at those things, which are a plant-based multi and a probiotic, an innate probiotic, omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D, right? And how to implement those intelligently and strategically so that we get the best outcome. Mm. Well, there was a study that has been done, a big study, right, that looked at two of those four combined to see what do they do. Now, how effective are they alone? How effective are they together? What do they do? And it was called the VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, the VITAL study. And they were looking at all that stuff. And there was some mixed, like as is in every study, there's some mixed bags of conclusions. But when they got done at the end, there were some really cool highlights when you broke it down and pulled the data out and took a look at it. Some pretty amazing stuff. And one of the things that we talk about pretty frequently, and we'll get into the individual things in just a moment, why this is so great and the evidence. This is just further evidence of stuff, why it works so great. But we've talked about inflammation as being one of those drivers of disease. It's the beginning, and the research in the last, it hasn't changed for the last 15, 18 years, but we started understanding that inflammation is actually the beginning of most diseases, right?
That's right.
We kind of get that. So a study that was done not too long ago was looking at vitamin D. And again, this is a separate from the VITAL study. It was looking at the two of those with inflammation. And what they were looking at, they wanted to see, well, what happens with, there's a thing called CRP. Marina's even got a couple of little letters before that. But CRP is C-reactive protein, which is a biomarker in our blood for an indicator for inflammation. And it can come from lots of different things, and there's specific things that will crank it up, et cetera. But CRP will give us a general handle. There's several other ways that we can look at the same time, but a general handle on inflammatory presence in the body. So they took a bunch of these people, tens of thousands of them, and they did controls, and they did that, you know, all the typical stuff we do with a double-blind study. And they said, okay, well, let's get these people and let's take them and put them on certain levels of vitamin D and optimize those levels to here and see what happens to their CRP levels. Let's see, take another group of people, give one group placebo, fake, right? Give another group the real omega-3 at 1,000 milligrams a day of DHA and EPA. Let's give them that, and then we'll give the fake group. Then let's give another group that we give both to and see what happens, right? Which was kind of nifty, right? Yeah. So when we looked at vitamin D and they looked at CRP, they actually found that the inflammatory presence of CRP actually decreased almost 12%, right, in people whose vitamin D levels were taken up. When they used omega-3 fatty acids by themselves, there was typically a 16% reduction in CRP levels. Each of those is pretty cool by itself, but you put them together and you get a 28% reduction in the presence of CRP in the blood. So you might, like what you just said, I'm sitting there going, well, gee, I don't know what's wrong. You know, why am I experiencing this? What's going on with that? Well, again, if we bring down inflammation, right, we're going to significantly reduce the risk of other disorders for you, regardless of the etiology of the inflammation. Best thing to do is, of course, remove why you're inflamed.
How many inflammations are there? I mean, how many ways can we be inflamed?
A million.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I always thought just inflammation, like, I don't know.
A swollen elbow.
Right.
I sprained my wrist. Yeah. Not at all.
Okay.
Think of every disease known to man.
All right.
Right. And you'll have the word itis on the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Cholecystitis, appendicitis, tonsillitis, arthritis.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
An itis refers to inflammation.
Oh, okay.
Right. And that's so almost every disease is accompanied by it and starts with it. And that's even cancer cells. It's that inflammation on regular healthy cells that starts to become, let's call it an irritant. That's not really the quite exact designation we should use, but let's call it an irritant. Okay. And the cell says, holy cow, that's not normal. My goodness, I'm still inflamed. I'm still inflamed. So then the cell starts to change. And it goes through these funky stages of dysplasia to metaplasia to blah, blah, blah. And it does all that funky change because inflammation is one of the things that set up that change.
Mm.
Right? Our blood vessel walls, when they get inflamed on the inside, you and I have this general inflammation. Our CRPs are elevated. You can't see it.
Mm-mm.
But the inside of lining of the blood vessel wall, you think of a garden hose.
Right.
Think of the inside of the garden hose as being inflamed. And by being inflamed, it becomes sticky. It becomes adherent. And so that cholesterol and that low-density lipoprotein and that all that weird stuff that can circulate through our blood starts to stick. Right? And then you start getting turbulence and it builds up plaques and it builds up this fancy thing called an atheroma. And it does all this stuff, all from inflammation.
Wow.
That's what started that congestive arterial disease. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it is.
So, right. So, the idea of saying, oh, it's my cholesterol's elevated, it's not just cholesterol by itself. I promise you. Remember, we've talked many times before that health and disease are never unifactorial.
Mm.
They are never the result of one thing, ever, ever, ever.
Okay.
Right? They are multifactorial, both health and disease. Right. So it's really critical that we get that. So when we look at these two together, vitamin D and optimizing the levels, and remember we've talked about we want to make sure that we're not just taking some, right? We want to make sure that we're optimizing the levels based on blood tests, right? That's the only way to do it properly to make sure we're getting the outcome. It isn't like other things where you can say, oh, I'm taking some of this and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not so with vitamin D and not so with omega-3 fatty acids.
Wow.
Both need to be looked at serologically in our blood and have them optimized to where they need to be.
Okay.
Right? So a vitamin D test actually through the blood, and then we have a thing called the omega-3 index, which tells us how much omega-3 based on what's in the red blood cell membrane walls, and who cares?
Right.
But it's called this omega-3 index that tells us where we are. We need to be between 8 and 12 on the omega-3 index, and our blood studies the best blood level for vitamin D is between 40 and 60, no less than 40. Preferably 45 to 60 is really where we want to be.
So no two are the same?
No.
No?
No.
There's not a baseline. Not. Yeah.
That's of what we would take to get there.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So it's funny you said that because even in my family, you know, this was vitamin D. I've mentioned that on the air once or twice. We do it yearly. in our family. Right. First, we did a couple, you know, we did it. We'd put in a dose. I'd check my kids then 3 months later, see where they were, do their blood test, right? And once they're there, now I just check them once a year to make sure that they're staying where they need to be. So we just did them. And interestingly enough, I mean, I take double the amount that my wife takes. Now, my wife's a little woman, right? So she's only like 116 pounds, 117 pounds, right? And I'm 195, right? So it's
I'm a lot bigger, right?
So I outweigh her by 80 pounds, for gosh sakes, right? So I'm going to need more anyway just because of my size. But I take twice as much omega-3 fatty acids as she does, and my blood level is still less than hers.
So it's not based on size, age, or weight.
It's not. It's based on our metabolism and where we are. We know that we want it again. So do I have some patients who maybe take 1,500 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids? I do. And I have others who only take 500. But as long as their omega-3 index is over 8, I don't care. Right? Because the study shows that they're perfectly safe at 15. They're fine. Absolutely perfect. Right? And it's no big deal. So some people are 5, some people are 15. So what's the sweet spot?
Right.
The sweet spot is when your omega-3 index is 8 or over. Less than 12, over 8.
Cool.
Okay? Same thing with vitamin D, right? You'd have to take so much vitamin D. And again, I actually hear people talk about vitamin D toxicity. I kind of chuckle. Is it possible? Yes. Have I ever seen it ever in 30 years? Not once, right? I mean, you'd have to be a person who might be a bit compulsive and think that it's there and start taking 50,000 IUs of vitamin D3 a day. Okay, then we're going to have a problem. But other than that, somebody who has a bit of a psychological issue, right, with, you know, obsessive compulsive disorder of some kind, right? I haven't seen it. I mean, because you're perfectly safe even at 100. I mean, even to start watching your calcium levels get screwy, you have to be up at 120, 130 for a sustained period of time for it to start creating this weird stuff. So we want our sweet spot to be, as I said, between 45 and 60. So when we're taking vitamin D, if someone is again, taking a level, takes 2,000 IUs a day and they're at 47, perfect. Love it. Somebody else could get there and it takes 5,000 a day to get to 52. Wonderful. Absolutely terrific. Right. That's okay. I mentioned I literally personally take 7,000 a day. And there are some who would say, Dr. Turlip, you're crazy. And I go, no, I'm absolutely correct. Right. Because the research validates that because my blood level is only 54.
And are these levels the same we're talking about? You're talking about taking 1,500 ICUs?
They're called IUs.
Oh, IUs, right.
Okay. International units.
That's right.
IUs. For vitamin D. Okay. Right. And so we switched from the omega-3s to vitamin D.
Right.
Right. So again, it's the blood level that makes the difference.
But your blood level is not measured in IUs.
No. Okay. It's actually in nanograms per deciliter. Okay. Let's not get confused silly measurements.
I'm trying not to.
And then it's just, that's how we happen to measure vitamin D's measured in IUs.
Okay.
And then omega-3s are actually measured in milligrams.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Why? Well, I don't know.
Right.
Right. I can just tell you what's so and how it converts in the blood and the basic dose to get you to certain levels, et cetera, make sure that we're optimized.
Right.
Right. And because it's safe. It's perfectly safe as long as we're monitoring it in the blood. That's the difference. Right. So if I take 7,000 a day, I'm perfectly safe because my vitamin D levels are at 54. I am wonderfully safe. Right. So there's no sweat whatsoever. Matter of fact, there are other places and other agencies that do a lot of vitamin D work and hormonal therapy who will recommend a guy my size doing 8,000 a day as a base dose, right? So there's a lot of difference, but the research still, while there's much to be done, is very, very accurate with this. And I know I'm in that safe zone because I wouldn't put myself or my family at risk on an if. Not what we do. Right. We do it based on what we know and what the research tells us.
Okay.
Right. So the Vital study looked at some of that stuff. And I usually don't have to bring in a little piece of paper, but it's kind of interesting. Right. Because when we looked at omega-3s in the Vital study, the results were nothing short of fabulous. They broke it down. It's like, so when they looked at heart attacks, they didn't just say heart attack reduction. I mean, they broke it down to heart attacks and heart disease for African Americans with diabetes, non-Hispanic Caucasians, and going through all this different stuff. And what was amazing when you looked at the reduction in, with a certain level of getting the omega-3s up to above 8, when you're doing that for an African American male with diabetes, when you had it elevated, and over the course of that study, we actually saw a 90% reduction in heart attack.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Now, that's the most amazing one on there. I shouldn't have gone to the most amazing one first. I should have built up to it, right? Like the top 10 with Dave Letterman,
still,
right?
Yeah.
But it was just like, it's amazing. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that not an outstanding result? And even for black gentlemen with two or more cardiovascular disease risk factors, that actually reduced it by 84%, even in the face of two other disease factors for heart attack, would still see an 84% reduction. Incredible stuff.
It is.
Is that not amazing?
It is.
It's just, it's, I get speechless sometimes because it's such a simple intervention. It's so inexpensive and it's so safe, right? Which is just, it's an amazing, amazing thing. So if we look at all of them, just to cut through the chase, right? To get, because I mean, literally I have a list here of, it's like 17 different categories, you know, how about this one for a heart attack frequency for guys like us? Mm-hmm. Under 66.7 years old, at least for a little while, I'm still under 66.7, right? Right. There was a 40% reduction. Almost half of the guys who would actually have a heart attack, you could cut it in half just because their omega-3 index is over 8.
Huh.
What? Crazy.
Unheard of.
It's just an amazing thing. And overall, when you blend all of these people together, girls, boys, nationalities, ethnicities, blah, 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 and you put it all together, you optimize it, and the risk of cardiac disease, of an incident, an infarct, actually goes down by half.
Wow.
In a blended manner. Okay. Wow. Pretty, pretty significant stuff. Now, we're only talking about heart disease, let alone if we talked about all the other stuff that comes in, because we're dialing down that inflammatory presence when we get that omega-3 index above 8, right? We dial it down. So does it decrease the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia in a big way, right? It absolutely does. And that they actually showed that in the study as well. Now, we looked at the other stuff when they went into vitamin D in the study, and then we got the combined as well. And again, they showed cancer mortality from any type of cancer whatsoever. When the vitamin D levels were optimized, we actually saw nearly 25% reduction in cancer death. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a little or a lot?
That's a lot.
Right. Now, they actually then would break it down with, you know, based on our body size. Sure. If we are like optimum, which is under a BMI of under 25, they did all kinds of stuff. But bottom line, we're just looking at a big thing. Now, what's amazing is if I had a drug right now and I sat here and JW looked at Dr. Turlip and said, "Hey, man, I understand you've just developed a new medication." And I said, "Yes, I did. Actually, it reduces death from cancer by 25%. Right. I literally would have every one of the big 10 pharma houses would be wanting to offer me $2 to $5 billion to purchase that medication, the rights to the drug.
Yeah.
Right. It would be the blockbuster of all blockbusters. Right. Lipitor be darned. Yeah. Viagra out the window. Uh-huh. Right. None of them could hold a candle in terms of what they would make off of that. And yet the cost of it, I think when we sell a bundle, it's like $20 for 90 or 120 days.
Right.
Right. Oh, right. I joke sometimes that I go, because I think my profit margin is like, you know, a tall cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? It's like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
There's no money to be made in this.
Yeah. Right. With the way healthcare should be.
Well, yes and no.
In a way.
Yes and no. I mean, that would be in an ideal world, and not to change the subject. But when I watch, I have a good buddy of mine who's a neurosurgeon.
Right.
Right. Guy didn't start practicing till he was 36 years old and has $430,000 in debt and studied from the time he was 18 till he was 36 years old.
Wow.
Really? So should he like be doing all that for free when
he... No, of course not.
No, he can't. I mean, I look at it, I genuflect when we go have coffee.
Yeah.
I don't really, but because his head would get too big. But it's just, it's an amazing thing. It's a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to be able to do what he does, right? And I said, he's almost as good as I am. I joke with him and he goes, shut up. Right? So he has some fun with it. Right. But like to tease him, because that's a long, long time.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I just got to make sure that I try to keep that in perspective.
Okay.
But when it comes to omega-3s and the vitamin D, we put them together, as we saw in this other study where we saw that inflammation in the body dialed down dramatically. Kind of interesting. There was another study that was done not too long ago on college students. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think of a college student, or I think of me in undergrad school, my stress level was not really high. I mean, yeah, I'd get whacked out when I had a, you know, biophysiology test. Like, I got it. That would, I'd be like, oh my God, we have six chapters. And I'd stress over an exam, big deal. Mm-hmm. Right. Deal with it. Go take the test and be done with it.
Right.
Okay? But my overall anxiety level, if I can say it that way, stress and anxiety level wasn't so bad. So they looked at all these college students, and it was a pretty big study that they were looking at all these kids. And what they really were trying to associate with was with millennials, more the presence of inflammation again, mm-hmm. and see what happened with it. But they were doing other stuff. They did this whole battery of things that they were looking at. And did they find again that when they actually went ahead and they had their omega-3 levels elevated, it was very close to the 16% we talked about in the vital study here, right? But also, too, it was 14%. They were looking at a thing called interleukin-6. Mm-hmm. Who cares? Another silly chemical that tells us about inflammation, right? And they saw when they started giving these kids omega-3 fatty acids at the right level that that interleukin-6 level went down by 14%. No other change in anything, just this. And it dropped by 14%. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty significant. But what they also found, and they didn't get into the study why they were doing it, but they were actually doing even psychological profiling because we know omega-3s will affect depression and different things. And so they were using this particular questionnaire. Again, it doesn't matter the names, et cetera. It's kind of silly sounding. Looking at all that stuff. And what they found, again, was that their anxiety levels, even if they weren't markedly anxious, the testing showed unequivocally that anxiety in these college kids dropped by 20% when their omega-3 levels were elevated.
Wow.
To a normal level above 8 on an omega-3 index.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Right? So my anxiety can come down by 20%. So I don't necessarily need a pharmacologic anti-anxiety drug. Correct.
Right.
Right? If my omega-3 levels are out, I'm going to be able to deal with life with less anxiety and on surer footing because neurologically I'm going to be more sound.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kind of, I'm just amazing stuff. And again, omega-3s, while a little bit more expensive than vitamin D, are still a drop in the bucket for quality stuff. And as we've mentioned before, when it comes to the omega-3s, mm-hmm. both of them actually, it's the quality of it as well.
Right.
Unfortunately, there are no specific standards on when it comes to actually the processing and manufacture of omega-3s. So we really need to make sure that we're getting the right brand that is pharmaceutically grade distilled, that when it says that I've got 1,000 milligrams of DHA and EPA, that's 600 milligrams of EPA and 400 milligrams of DHA. Uh-huh. That's exactly what I'm getting.
Better believe it.
Right? You can't say that about a lot of them. And a lot of them, as we've mentioned before, on the shelves are rancid. Uh-huh. The oils are already oxidized and they're bad. I mean, you're better off not taking that.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually going to cause problems for you. You're better off not to touch it. And that's more than 60% of the bottles that are on the shelf. Yeah, it's crazy.
It is.
And then the other ones, there's another 20% that you don't know what even the dose is.
Right.
Their doses are always way too small. And then we also have another 20% or so that literally on random testing have heavy metals and dioxin and aluminum and other crud in they're polluted. Right. So we just have to make sure we're getting good stuff.
That's right.
Is the bottom line with that. Right. Then we do that. So, and never an issue at our office. Let us know. We can actually do it. We have auto shipments. You can buy it online at the office and actually have it sent to you automatically. Just get on the website. It's right there. It'd be sent right to your house. Easy schmeasy stuff to do to make sure that we're getting quality product that will actually do what it's supposed to do.
That's right.
Which is why when I actually have patients that we work with, as I mentioned before, I guarantee I have patients all the time with omega-3s who come going, oh, I've been taking omega-3s for 10 years. And I ask them to bring it in. We look at what they're taking, and it's very suboptimal. Mm. And so I will guarantee, great, switch to mine for 120 days, mm-hmm. right? And we'll go ahead and see how your outcome is. And I have yet, and I'll guarantee it, if you're not perfectly happy noticing differences after 120 days of taking it, your skin is different, your clarity of thought is different, your energy is different, your joints feel more loose, whatever it is, if you're not happy, I'll give you the money back.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had anybody ask for their money back yet on the omega-3.
Wow, sign me up. Why take a shot in the dark? Why throw your money down the drain? Why guess at the product you're buying off the shelf?
Exactly right.
When you can trust the best through Dr. Turlup. That's Turlup Chiropractic in Spring Hill on Northcliff Boulevard, just a little east of US 19. Once again, you can check it out online. Dr. Turlup, that's drterlep.com. Give his office a call today, 352-666-2222. And while you're at it, bring a friend with you.
We have room for one more. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah,
okay.
We do. One
more. So your 30 minutes of vitality heard every single Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, right here on 99.9 WXJB. Other than that, Doc, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. All right.